我有一次机会啊，和我们 Michael 弟兄一起配搭来交通到神的话。
We thank the Lord that I could be here with Brother Michael to be able to share on the Lord's word.
实在是这是一个恩典。
It is truly His grace.
主也是，我们也我觉得也常常是恐惧战惊，主要因为主实在是我们实在不配。
And also, I stand here in fear and trembling because truly we are not worthy to do this.
我们一起首先读读一点经文。
First, let's start out with a few passages of scripture.
希伯来书第十一章第八到第十节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 through 10.
我把第八、第十节一起读下来，然后我们弟兄给我们读英文。
I'll read verse 8 through 10 first, then our brother will read in English.
希伯来书十一章第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Alright, verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations,whose builder and maker is God.
希伯来书下面第十六节，十一章第十六节。
Then looking at verse 16,
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city.
感谢主啊！我这段时间呢，在主面前的寻求呢，我觉得主要我交通的一个题目。
I thank the Lord that as I saw before Him that He gave me a topic to share.
那这和我们最近周五的读经聚会有些的关系。
And that is related actually to the Bible study we have on Friday night.
也和我最近的神借着弟兄姊妹的祷告对我的帮助也是有些的关系。
And also is related to the prayers that brothers and sisters have had for me as well.
我呢题目呢是讲到两座城。
And so the topic I'm sharing today is two cities.
是讲到呢一座城是在创世纪第十一章就已经记载的啊。
And the first city that is already mentioned in Genesis chapter 11.
就是那里讲到是巴别城。
And it talks about the city of Babel.
也就是呢巴比伦大城的前影。
Or rather, the precursor of the great city of Babylon.
那第二个城呢就是耶路撒冷圣城。
And the second city is the holy city of Jerusalem.
那在旧约中呢有在创世纪就已经提到。
And in the Old Testament, in Genesis, it's already mentioned as well.
但真正的这个耶路撒冷的实体是出现在开始是出现在《使徒行传》第二章。
But the New Jerusalem that we are referring to actually starts in Acts chapter 2.
就是我们最近弟兄姊妹在周五的聚会中，在交通到的，圣灵在第二章这个教会呢借着圣灵诞生。
And we were discussing recently with brothers and sisters how in Acts 2 the church was born with the day of Pentecost.
所以我今天的题目呢。是讲到这两座的城。
So my topic today is sharing about these two cities.
那么开始之前，我们还是有一点祷告。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等的恐惧战惊来到你面前。
Lord, we come before you with fear and with trembling.
主，我们自己是何等软弱。
We know how weak we are.
主，我们不仅需要你宝血常常洁净我们。
We not only need your precious blood to cleanse us.
我们也常常需要你圣灵在我们做刚强的工作。
But we need your Holy Spirit to do a mighty work in us.
在我们的说话、做事、行事为人、心思意念中，主来恩膏我们。
So that in our words, in our actions, in our thoughts, that you would have your Spirit anoint us.
主，今天我们众人来到你面前。
Lord, we come all together before you.
主，我们的眼目都定睛在你的身上。
And our eyes are focused on you.
主啊，愿你借着我们这些不配的器皿，主啊，向我们说话。
May you through these unworthy vessels speak to us.
主啊，你的心意是要让你的教会，主啊，基督的心腹能够长大成人。
Your will is that your church, the bride of Christ, may grow up and mature.
主啊，可以满有基督长成的身量。
And that we can have the stature of Christ.
能够预备成为那将来的新耶路撒冷城。
And that we can prepare ourselves to be that new Jerusalem.
主啊，我们就照着你自己的心意和旨意。
So that we want to follow your purpose and your will.
主啊，我们大胆地向你求。
We want to boldly proclaim and ask.
主啊，求你向我们说话。
Lord, please speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在圣经中呢，有好多地方提到一对一对的啊。
In the Bible, we know there are many different pairs.
我们知道在新约中呢，我们读新约书的，最近我们读新约的这个书信新约的这些经节的时候，我们读到两类人。
We know that in the New Testament, certain passages it talks about two kinds of people.
有些是山羊，有些是绵羊。
So you have the difference between sheep and goats.
两类树。
There's the good tree and the bad tree.
有好树坏树。
There's two different kinds of them.
有两种的根基。
There's two different kinds of foundations.
有些是在磐石上，有些是在沙土上。
Some are upon the rock and others are upon the sand.
这有好多的在圣经中提到很多的一对一对的。
So in the Bible, you see there are a lot of different pairs.
那在伯弟兄两个星期之前在我们当中有分享。
So Brother Bo actually 2 weeks ago he also shared on something of that nature.
他讲到这个新生命啊。
He talked about the new life.
实际上他讲到实际上是两个生命啊。
But in reality, he is describing two kinds of life.
一个生命就是我们蒙恩得救以后神赐给我们的这个新的基督耶稣的生命。
The first life is that new life which our Lord Jesus Christ gives us after we are saved.
那另一个生命呢，就是我们老亚当的这个老旧的生命。
And the other life that is described is the old Adam's life.
我们今天讲到这两座城。
Today, when describing the two cities,
我们可以看到呢，就是都是有关系的。
We can see that they do correspond somewhat.
包括这个在伊甸园起初的时候有两棵树。
We know that in the Garden of Eden there were two trees.
有一棵是生命树。
One was the tree of life.
有一棵呢就是分别善恶树。
And the other was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当我们分享的时候，我们就发现这些呢都是互相的有联系的。
When we share and think more about it, we realize that these have more connections.
在我有的这一个多小时的时间呢，我想首先给大家来比较概括的来从圣经的经文来看。这两座城的这个更改。
So in the hour that I have, I'd like to share, brothers and sisters, the overarching message of the two cities through some biblical passages.
比较这两座城的不同。
We can look and see the contrast between these two cities.
我们这样做过以后呢，我们更重要的是我们要来学习在这其中，我们如何来应用到我们自己的日常的生活中。
And we could see how that these two cities may be able to apply in our lives.
所以第二部分我会讲到圣经的一些的人物的例子。
So afterwards, I would describe some examples of biblical characters.
然后也借着这些例子呢，来实际的来讲到我们自己的现实生活，我们如何来应用。
And through these characters, we can show how we can apply this to our daily life.
那所以我们看到呢，这两座城呢，一座是巴比伦大城。
We can see that these two cities, one of these cities is the great city of Babylon.
这个在历史中是出现过的。
This is a city that is mentioned in historical texts.
我们刚才提到在创世纪十一章就有提到。
We know that in Genesis chapter 11 it is already mentioned.
但是呢这个巴比伦大城呢也有它的这个属灵的意义。
But we know that the city of Babylon also has its spiritual significance.
这就为什么在启示录这个巴比伦大城也提到这巴比伦大城的结局。
And that's why in the Revelation also talks about the end of Babylon.
这个耶路撒冷城也是有实际的这个城在那里。
We also know that the city of Jerusalem also exists historically.
但是呢也有新耶路撒冷城哈，这是有一个属灵的极大的意义。
But we know that the new city of Jerusalem also has a spiritual meaning.
所以我们首先看一下这个巴比伦大城的历史和它的一些的主要的特征。
So let's look at the history of the city of Babylon and some of its special features.
我们知道，我们第一点提到这个巴比伦城呢，就是它的起源。
Let's look at the origins of the city of Babylon.
那这是在创世纪第十一章的第一节。
It is in Genesis chapter 11, verse 1.
一直到第九节。
Through verse 9.
我们可以读一下。
We can read this.
那我还是把这个整个读下来，然后我们弟兄来读英文。
So I'll read it in its entirety and then I'll ask our brother to read it.
那时天下人的口音言语都是一样，他们往东边迁移的时候。 在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。他们彼此商量说：“来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。”他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说：“来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。”耶和华降临，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。 耶和华说：“看哪，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。我们下去，在那里辩论他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工不造那城了，因为耶和华在那里辩论天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上。”
所以那城名叫巴别，就是辩论的意思。All right, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they have begun, they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore the name of it is called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. So from the passage we just read, there are certain things should stand out.
第一点就是谁是这个城的建造者。
So who is the architect or who is the builder of the city?
刚才第三节说他们彼此商量，这些人，地上的人来彼此商量。
And in verse 3 we can see the people, they consulted among themselves.
这个人呢，是在挪亚以后，神借着洪水审判地以后，这些义人挪亚的后代。
These people were the descendants of the righteous Noah who escaped the flood that God had sent on the earth.
在我们看的时候呢，我们发现呢，在这个特别是在第四节讲到他们建造的这个方向。And
in verse 4, we see that the direction they're building. We see the direction that they're building towards.
它是从地塔顶通天，从地要来达到天。If
you look at the Bible passage, it says that they're building from the earth toward heaven.
我们也看到他们这个。 整个的建造在神没有干预之前是非常合一的。And
we can see that their action before the Lord intervened was very, it was in unity.
同样的言语，非常配合默契来建造。They
all had the same language and they all worked together harmoniously.
也看到他们有雄心，有壮志，有努力。And
that they had an ambition, they had willpower, and they had ability.
他有一个在人看来是好的一个动机。They
had what seemed like a good motive.
他是想要来塔顶通天，要构造天，来传扬人的名。They
said, let's build a tower to heaven so that we may have a name.
但是我们刚才读的，我们知道呢，这个
But we know from the passage that our Lord God was not pleased.
So
I think this is a great reminder for us.
一切人的努力，特别是宗教，都是要靠人自己的能力，自己的苦干来想达到神，达到永恒。
This reminds us that all the different religions of this world, many of them, it says that you have to build yourself toward God, you have to do something to achieve God from your own strength.
但是我们知道神他的定规呢，这一切都不讨他的喜悦。
But we see that in God's eyes, these things all do not please Him. Because the roots of these actions stem from a sinful person's life.
所以在以赛亚书中讲到，我们最好的义，在神看来也不过是污秽的衣服。
And that's why in Isaiah it states that all our righteousness are filthy rags.
这也就是为什么在创世纪，亚当夏娃一旦吃到分别善恶树的果子，神就一定要把它逐出伊甸园，不要让它再吃生命树的果子。
And so that's why after Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God had to drive them out and not allow them to eat of the tree of life.
因为在神的智慧和他的全能当中,
Because in God's wisdom and His omnipotence,
知道人靠着自己来建造是最终是会要引向灭亡。
He knew that when men try to strive and to work by through their own might, that it would eventually lead to destruction.
另一点我们看到，他建这个城的目的是什么？
We see the purpose for which these people made the city.
那这是讲到呢，是为要传扬我们的名，第四节。
It's to make themselves a name in verse 4.
我们在这里特别想到最近周五的两次的聚会，弟兄姊妹有很多交通。
So I was reminded here of the sharings we had on Friday nights with brothers and sisters.
我们借着使徒行传第二、第三章，弟兄姊妹交通到这个拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
So we are sharing on Acts chapter 2 and 3 about Jesus of Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹交通到为什么这个拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名可以使瘸子行走，死人复活。
So brothers and sisters were discussing why the name of Jesus of Nazareth could cause the lame to walk and the dead to rise from the dead.
因为除他以外别无拯救。
Because apart from him there is no other salvation.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved.
这里呢，这个巴比伦大城呢，他的名是要宣扬人这个他的自己的名。
So we see here that in Babel that they wanted to make for themselves a name.
那第四点，我们看到这个城有一些特点。
So we see my fourth point is that this city also has special characteristic of its own.
看到这一点特别讲到是这个城呢叫巴别，是变乱的意思。
We see that this city was soon named Babel, which means confusion.
巴别呢是和巴比伦是一个字。
Babel and Babylon, they're related words.
而且呢，这个讲到呢是神特别使他们的语言，原来是统一的语言，可以使他们变乱他们的语言。
And we can see here the Lord especially took pains to confuse their languages, to make separate languages here.
我们可以下面可以看到，在《使徒行传》中呢，这里有一个鲜明的，我们会下面会谈到《使徒行传》第二章中教会诞生的时候有一个鲜明的对比。
We can see that there is a sharp contrast to Acts chapter 2 with the founding of the church.
那在这里呢，我们看到神是定义要这样做，有他的原因。
We see here that God had a purpose for doing this.
使得人的这个工程呢，在神眼中呢，是不看好的。
Because the Lord God saw that what man did was not pleasing in His eyes.
那第五点呢，就是讲到这个建造的材料。
And the fifth point is that the building material. We can look at the building material.
刚才我们读的就是他们是用那个土，然后做成砖，然后用火烧。
So we see here they took earth and they made it into the shape of bricks and then they burned it.
这个土呢是和神造人的材料是一样的。
We know that this earth is the same material through which God made man.
所以这座城的建造呢是完全从人的天然，靠着人的力量，用人所能用的材料来建立起来。
So this city was actually built through man's willpower, through man's actions, and by material that was that made man actually.
这个城的辉煌也好, 这个漂亮也好呢, 要来反映人的生命。
So no matter how beautiful the city is, all it is reflecting is that of man.
要来传扬人的名。
Is proclaiming the people's names.
再有一点呢, 就是讲到这个, 我们时间关系我会提到 这个巴比伦城的最后的结果。
And because of time's concern, I'll also share briefly with the end of Babylon.
我们知道巴比伦城这个实际的巴比伦国, 在旧约的历史中呢, 有记载。
We know that in the Old Testament, there is mentioned the period of the Babylonian Empire.
我们也知道呢, 在那个, 耶利米的预言中呢, 这个巴比伦城呢, 就, 最后最终灭,
And we know that according to Jeremiah, the Babylonian Empire fell.
现在在伊拉克那一带的就是那个老巴比伦城的一个废墟。
In Iraq today, we actually see the remains of the Babylonian Empire.
是按照神的预言,这个城被毁。
And according to the prophecies that God gave, the city actually did fall.
但我们知道属灵的意义上呢,在启示录,有讲到一切结局的时候呢,也
But we know that spiritually in Revelation, our Lord God still uses this term Babylon to remind us of something.
因为这个城虽然这个本身的城可以很早就毁灭。
Because even though the city physically might become destroyed,
但是这个人所要彰显自己的建造自己的这个呢, 现在是一直在持续。
But the process of men building things for themselves, that process still continues.
所以在启示录的最后的这些结束的时候呢, 在启示录18章1到3节, 有这样的一个结论。
So in Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, there is this conclusion.
这当然是一个预言, 还没有成就。
Of course, this is a prophecy, it hasn't been fulfilled yet.
我可以给大家读一下, 此后, 我看见另有一位有大权柄的天使从天降下, 地就因他的荣耀发光, 他大声喊着说, 巴比伦大城倾倒了, 成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴, 并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴, 因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了, 地上的君王与他行淫, 地上的客商因他奢华太过就发了财。
Verse 1 through 3, And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and all the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
我觉得这是对我们很大的提醒。当这个巴比伦城倾倒的时候,
I think this is a great reminder for us. When Babylon fell,
我们看到背后的这些呢, 是鬼魔和各样污秽之灵。
We can see that behind all this, it is devils and it is all foul spirits.
我们常常看到这个我们普遍的这个纽约城。
We see that our neighboring New York City.
这就是人所建造的, 在世界上有最有名的其中一个城。
We see that it's constructed by man and it's one of the most popular and well-known cities in the world.
这个城呢, 掌握着整个国际全球金融中心的很多的这个实力。
It is one of the largest economies of the world, and it involves a lot of economic traffic.
里面有很多的诡诈欺骗,各种的利欲,各种的争斗都在这个城里。
There's a lot of conflict in there. There's a lot of trickery and deceit that goes on in there as well.
我觉得神对我们的提醒,不管我们在这个城里有什么样的工作,我们应该 这个在这个城里我们被提醒,
So no matter you work in the city or not, I hope everyone is reminded that we are the children of God and not of this world.
将来这种城呢, 会毁灭。
And that one day this cities like this will be destroyed.
因为这个城所有出于人的建造的, 以后都不会有什么永远的价值。
Because cities like this which are constructed by men, they have no eternal value.
所以我们这样大体的看一下, 因为时间关系, 这座城的一个
So we just looked kind of generally at the city and its specialties.
啊, 我们看到第二个, 啊, 这个耶路撒冷城的特点。
But now let's look at the specialties of the city of Jerusalem.
那这个城呢, 是讲到从天而降的耶稣基督的心腹, 啊。
And it is referring to the bride of Christ, the city from heaven.
就是在启示录中讲的, 所以它给我们一个很好的提示, 这就是讲到教会, 啊。
And it's because it's mentioned in the book of Revelation, it gives a good hint that this is actually the church. Because the bride of Christ is the church.
所以在这个, 他的诞生呢, 是在, 使徒行传第二章, 第一到第十一节。
So its birth is actually found in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 11.
我们一起读一下,
Let's read it together once.
五旬节到了, 门徒都聚集在一处, 忽然从天上有响声下来, 好像一阵大风吹过, 充满了他们所坐的屋子, 又有舌头如火焰显现出来, 分开落在他们个人头上, 他们就都被圣灵充满, 按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来, 那是有虔诚的犹太人, 从天下各国来, 住在耶路撒冷, 这声音一响, 众人都来聚集, 个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话, 就甚纳闷, 都惊讶稀奇说, 看哪, 这说话的不都是加利利人吗? 我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的湘潭呢? 我们帕提亚人, 马代人, 以兰人, 和住在米索波大米, 犹太, 加帕多加, 本都, 亚西亚, 弗吕加, 棒费利亚, 埃及的人, 并靠近古利乃的, 吕底亚, 吕比亚, 一带地方的人, 从罗马来的客旅中, 或是犹太人, 或是进犹太教的人, 哥里底和亚拉伯人 都听见他们用我们的湘潭 讲述神的大作为。
Verse 1 through 11. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God.
The
words of God indeed are wonderful.
在第五节他说这些人来到哪里?
In verse 5, where did these people come?
住在耶路撒冷。
They were dwelling in Jerusalem.
这不是偶然,
this is not coincidental.
这就是讲到这个新耶路撒冷, 这个灵里面的新耶路撒冷是从耶路撒冷开始。
We see that in the spirit, everything starts at Jerusalem.
这个城特点呢, 我们也可以列一下,
We could also list the specialties of this kingdom.
第一点呢, 这个城是由神所经营所建造的。
The builder of the city is God.
亚伯拉罕仰望, 啊, 等候这座城, 啊, 就是这座神所经营所建造的。
Abraham was looking forward to this city.
啊, 在这个, 在这个, 刚才读的经节中, 我们特别看到, 从天上有响声下来, 啊。
And we see that in the passage we read before that this city came from heaven to earth.
这个是从神那里, 啊, 圣灵从神那里, 当耶稣基督复活升天的时候, 圣灵从天降到这人当中。
And so we see that it is when our Lord resurrected that he brought the city down from heaven to earth.
这个巴比伦城呢, 是人从地上一直要往上够到神。
And the city of Babylon was built by men upwards toward God.
但这不是神的做工的原则。
But this is not the principle by which God works.
必须由神从天降下他的能力, 借着圣灵, 才能够复兴这些的。
But it's rather that God through His Spirit brings the city from heaven down to earth to us. And this is an important reason why the church was established.
当然有他们的祷告, 当然有他们主耶稣在地上的, 铺垫的工作。
Of course, there were prayers and there was the work of the Lord Himself to prepare the temple.
最重要的原因就是耶稣基督复活升天，他拆下圣灵保惠师，住在人的当中。
But the most important reason and the most important means by which the city was built was that our Lord resurrected and He sent His Holy Spirit down toward us.
那这个城的目的是什么呢？
Now what is the purpose of this city?
刚才我们读到第十一节，他们这样的成就是要讲说神的大作为。
And we see in verse 11 that the reason why these people were speaking in tongues was because they are proclaiming the wonderful works of God.
从这个一开始就是要来彰显神自己。
So from the very beginning, they are trying to manifest the mighty works of God.
这就是将来这个使徒行传中所诞生的这个教会将来要被做成基督的心腹新耶路撒冷城。
And so in the future, this city will become the new Jerusalem, the bride of the Christ.
它的一切都彰显出基督生命一切的丰盛，没有别的。
And they will demonstrate the fullness of Christ's life and nothing else.
还有一点的特点，这一点就是讲到他们原来是说不同的言语。
And over here, it also states that they once were speaking different languages.
突然就是他们可以用相谈彼此的交通诉说神的。
But now they can now talk to one another, communicate one another the mighty works of God.
我觉得这一点就是和刚才我们读到的那个巴比伦城的一个极大的相反。I
think that it is a great contrast to the city of Babel or Babylon.
我们弟兄姊妹在交通中也提到，这个说方言的并不是最重要的。We
in discussion, brothers and sisters, we realize that speaking in tongues is not the most important.
但是在这个教会的开始，神在这里，我觉得对我们一个很大的提醒，就是教会的合一是教会的一个非常根本的一个特点。But
I think that what God wants to speak to us at the beginning of the church is that the unity of church is something very important to Him.
我们虽然可以说不同的言语。
Maybe we might speak different languages.
像我们, Mark 弟兄呢, 是说, 英文。
So like our brother Mark, he speaks English.
我们呢, 大部分呢, 说中文或者说英文。
And the majority of us, some of us speak Chinese, some of us speak English.
但是呢，这并不妨碍我们在基督里的合一。
But that should not restrict us from achieving unity in Christ.
这比那个我们彼此可以说相同的言语，不能合一呢，这个光景更美。
It is more beautiful than if we all spoke the same language, but we had no unity.
难道我们看到我们一个美国弟兄在我们当中和我们一起追求主，这不是更美的见证吗？
To see an American brother here pursuing God, isn't that such a marvelous thing among us?
所以在保罗的书信中呢，他进一步被神开启的时候，他就开启出教会的合一是何等的重要。
And so when our brother Paul was touched by the Lord, he realized that the unity of the church is so amazing.
他在以弗所书中第四章一口气说了七个一。In
Ephesians chapter 4, in one breath, he talks about seven different kinds of unity.
他在四章四节到六节中,
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6,
他说身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。 就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。So
he says there's one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
我们在读《格林多前书》第十二章的时候，那里也同样讲到这个教会，基督的身体合一，它的一个。 是最根本的生命的本质。
And we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that the church is supposed to be the manifestation of this unity.
我们看到这个世界人所造的王国里面有多少的分裂。
We see in this world how so many different nations and kingdoms, they have disunity.
我们看这个金融的这些的机构，这些和
We see how much there is a mess in today's world.
因为他们里面都是一个人的灵，一个邪灵，或者是一个鬼魔的背后鬼魔的灵。Because
in them there is a spirit of there's the foul spirits in them. There is not the spirit of Christ.
那再有一点就是用什么来做建造的材料？
So what other building material is this city made of?
我们刚才读的这个。 建造材料就是一切蒙恩得救的啊，被圣灵啊所恩膏的这些的人。
So we see that the Holy Spirit, those who are anointed by the Holy Spirit, those who are believers, they are part of this building material. For each one of us who have believed on the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit anointing us.
那我们就成为这个圣灵的，我们可以做工建造圣城的这个材料。
And we can become the materials for building this new Jerusalem.
但是呢，我觉得这里面一个非常一个复杂的情况，就是我们每一位蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹心中啊。
But I think what complicates this is what goes on in our believers' hearts.
那就是我们有基督的生命，不错。
So it's good that we have the life of Christ.
但是我们也有老亚当的生命。
But we also have the old Adam in us.
那这个呢，就是我们一生的功课来学习。
And this is something that we have to deal with for our entire life.
所以这就是为什么在旧约的历史最后的总结是什么。
And so that's why in the Old Testament, what is the conclusion of that all?
最后的总结非常悲惨啊。
It was a very tragic ending.
这些由这些的以色列北国啊被这个亚述帝国掳去。
So we see that the northern part of the kingdom of Israel, they were kept brought to captivity by the Assyrians.
以色列的南国，也就是犹大和便雅悯的支派啊，被这个巴比伦帝国所掳去。
And we see that the kingdom, seven kingdoms of Judah, which also includes Benjamin, they are brought to captivity by the Babylonians.
而且神的话说呢，神用到巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒做他的仆人。
And it says in the Bible that the Lord used King Nebuchadnezzar as his servant.
来惩罚以色列他们的悖逆。
To punish the Israelites for their rebelliousness.
我们觉得这里面就是他最重要的一个信息对我们来说。
I think the most important message that God wants to speak to us over there.
就是我们靠着我们自己哈，无论是神的选民，还是挪亚的后裔、义人的后裔，靠着我们都没有办法能够真正达到神的标准。
I think what God wants to say is that when we, even though they were children of Israel or they were the descendants of Noah, if they use their own methods and means and power to achieve God.
旧约的总结就是我们需要一位救主啊。
And that's why the conclusion of the Old Testament is that we need a savior.
啊，就是需要一个完全不同生命的人啊，来供应我们生命。
That we need someone with a different life to save us.
所以在这个格林多前书第十五章四十五节，这里有一个有一段的经文。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there's some passages.
四十五节到五十节啊。
From verse 45 to verse 50.
他说经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样。属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not the first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual.The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
所以我们看弟兄姊妹，我们有两个生命，一个是亚当的生命，一个是神儿子的生命。
So we see here we have two lives, Adam's life and the life of the Son.
我们住在一个世界中哈，是这个仇敌和魔鬼所统辖的一个世界。
We see that we live in this kingdom which is dominated either by the devil or by the Son of God.
我们常常用着我们自肉体来建造这个巴比伦城。
We often in our flesh build the city of Babylon.
我们要是靠圣灵的引导，我们就可以参与到神圣城的建造。
And if we follow the Spirit, we can be part of the building of the New Jerusalem.
所以这两座城, 根本上就是两个生命。
So the basis of these two cities is the two lives.
一个是基于老亚当的生命。
One is the old Adam's life.
一个是基于末后的亚当, 也就是基督的生命。
And the second life is the latter Adam, or rather the life of Christ.
也是他这是两棵树所代表的。
And it also is represented by the two trees.
一个是讲到生命树, 是基督那个永恒生命所代表的。
So one is about the tree of life, which is about the eternal life that God has for us.
一个是人靠着自己魂里的聪明和智慧, 要经营建造的, 那就是那个分别善恶树所代表的。
And the other tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that represents our soul in striving to be wise and to work things out by itself.
真正的这个耶路撒冷城的建造材料就是指的基督耶稣生命。
So the New Jerusalem is referring to Christ's life.
我们看到在弟兄姊妹在昨天的、前天的、周五的聚会的分享中。
We saw that in the sharing with brothers and sisters on Friday night, 2 days ago.
讲到这个彼得来医治瘸腿的,
So we talked about how Peter came and healed the lame.
他说金银我都没有,
He said, silver and gold I do not have.
只把我所有的给你,
but I give what I have to you.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名, 叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Rise up and walk.
这是个拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，就是神生命所带来的这个能力。
So Jesus of Nazareth, His name represents the light that He gives.
这就是我们建造教会的材料。
And this is the material by which the church can be built.
在这个彼得前书第二章第四到五节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
这里讲主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。 你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
To whom coming as unto living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
这特别提到我们就是那个一个蒙恩得救的有神生命在我们其中的就是那个活石。
So we can see that this living stone represents our life as a born again believer.
我们刚才读到巴比伦城的时候，巴别塔的时候，讲到是说拿砖当石头。
So we saw that with Babylon, the city was built using mud as bricks.
用拿砖来代替这个石头。
So bricks were used to replace stone.
这里呢是要让我们看到那活石就是带着基督生命，这是真正的 living stone.
But we see here that our Lord Jesus Christ provides us with actual living stones.
我们好多弟兄姊妹住在 Livingston.
I know many of us live in Livingston.
这个Livingston就是 living stone.
Livingston is living stone.
我希望弟兄姊妹可以真正成为 大家都互相勉励，成为这个神家中的这个 living stone，活石。
And I hope brothers and sisters can truly become God's living stone.
能够这个名副其实的能够住在 living stone.
And that they could live in this living stone.
感谢主，我们再看到这个最后一点，这个 end story 就是说它的结局。
So lastly, we'll look at the end story of the New Jerusalem.
我们知道呢，在这个启示录21章。 就讲到这个何等荣耀的结局。
So in Revelation, we can see the glorious ending of the New Jerusalem.
在第一章第一到第十二节，或者十四节，这里有一大段的记载。
So in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 14, there's a glorious end.
我们读一点。
I'll read some of it.
我又看见一个新天新地, 因为先前的天地已经过去了, 还也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天降下，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。Verse
1 and 2. And I saw a new Jerusalem, a heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
这非常奇妙，在这里讲到新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候呢，是已经预备好的。
So we see here what's marvelous is that when the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, it is already finished.
这个工作不是那个时候才做。
It's not that they are constructing as they are coming down.
这个工作就是我们现今神在我们当中做。
But it is a work that is being done right now.
甚至此时此刻，所以说每一个聚会，我们都是在神当中被建立。
Maybe even at this moment, we are building up the Church of Christ, in our gathering.
是我们在彼此提醒，来预备好，来迎接主的再临。
So we should remind one another to be ready for His coming.
我们感谢主哈，他的最后的这个结局哈，将来呢一切都会废去。
We thank the Lord that all other things will fade away at the end.
只有这个基督耶稣生命所建造的他的心腹教会能够借着新耶路撒冷的从天而降，存到永远。
But we thank the Lord that through His life and through His precious Son, we as the Church, the Bride of Christ, can have this New Jerusalem come down, which will last forever.
那下面呢，我因为时间关系，我就讲到我们在实际中如何在操练。
Next, I will share how can we apply this in our daily life.
我特别想到在上一周弟兄姊妹交通到伯弟兄的信息的时候。
I reminded last week when brother and sister shared on brother Bo.
弟兄姊妹特别讲到要来赎回光阴。
And we discussed many times how to redeem our time.
在圣经中呢，有些的特别的很多的人物对我们有很大的提醒。
There are many people who give us great testimonies in the Bible.
比方说约瑟和以斯帖。
For example, Joseph and Esther.
我们知道这个约瑟和以斯帖呢，都是在他们当时的时代。是在一个非常高的位置上。
We know that Joseph and Esther, they are all in high positions in their time.
那他们可以借着这个他们的地位呢，可以比方约瑟可以参与到埃及的很多的这个宏伟的事业当中。
They could, for example, like Joseph, he could have enjoyed all the pleasures of Egypt.
但是呢，神圣经中所记载约瑟的。
But what the Lord recorded in the Bible concerning Joseph
是觉得他是。被神特别使用和操练的一个器皿。
Is that he was someone who was used specially by God and who was molded by God.
借着他呢，能够来存留整个以色列民的生命。
And that through him, the entire nation of Israel was preserved and saved.
也借着他能够把他们弟兄相爱的实际呢，借着这个弟兄呢，能够来在他们弟兄中可以得到传扬。
And that he could spread God's love to his brothers and sisters.
当他被埋葬的时候，他不是要埋葬在埃及哈，在金字塔下面啊。
When he was buried, when he died, he didn't want to be buried under a pyramid in Egypt.
他要他自己的骸骨可以被带到这个以色列地哈，来埋在他的祖宗的坟地。
But rather, he wanted his bones carried out to be buried by his ancestors in the land of Canaan.
我们看到这个以斯帖也是这样一个。姊妹
We see that Esther and his sister also demonstrated this.
她是这个王的这个皇后
She was the queen at the time.
她可以过很安逸的生活。
She could have lived a very pleasurable life.
但是呢，神却预备她是为了只有为了一个目的。
But God prepared her for one specific purpose.
就是要来拯救那时候这些犹大人可以从他的仇敌中能够得到得拯救。
Is so that her fellow Judeans could be saved from from their enemies.
这和主耶稣的第一次来是有直接的关系。
And this is related directly with the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
因为这和被掳的子民归回到归回到犹太地来预备主耶稣的第一次来是很有关系的。
Because it is related to the Judeans who came back to Israel afterwards and will prepare the way for the coming of our Lord.
我觉得这个地方主好像在问我们一个问题，就是我们有没有在神所把我们摆在的地位上我们的虽然在这个世上工作，但是我们的心是向着神的工作。
So a good question that I think it conjures is, do we in our daily life, even though we may be working, do we actually look towards this heavenly king, this heavenly city?
我们的心是在这个世界的事情上被缠累，还是我们可以被释放我们的心可以向着耶路撒冷
？Are minds occupied by this world, or are they occupied by the things of Christ?
我们看到但以理和这个尼希米也都是这样的人物。
We also see that Daniel and Nehemiah are also people like this.
但以理像这个王的宰相一样，这大臣他非常的繁忙。
And Daniel was very powerful. He was like the second in command to the king himself.
尼希米呢是酒政，是在王最亲近的人。
And Nehemiah was the taster of the wine. He was someone who was very close to the king.
他们会很忙，我们会想象他们若是没有时间为向神的话，那也可以原谅。
They're very busy people, and I think some of us might understand if they were too busy to spend that much time with God.
但是我们看到他们是何等明亮的见证。But
we see that they are bright testimonies.
那但以理呢，他要一天三次，朝着耶路撒冷方向来祷告。And
Daniel would pray three times a day with his face facing Jerusalem.
因为他这样忠心的这样的服侍，使得这个被掳的民呢，可以70年的。 能回到重回犹太地。
And because of his diligence, 70 years later, the children of Israel were able to return back to the land where they came from.
尼希米也是，如何向王请假，然后就是为了来重修耶路撒冷的城墙。
And Nehemiah likewise, he asked for a leave of absence from the king so he can go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
我们知道，我们最近听到有弟兄给我们的交通，尼希米修城墙这件事情。
We know that our brother shared recently that the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem had special meaning.
这是和圣经的预言讲到主耶稣他钉十字架一切的这些的计划当中，这个时间是神早早就定准的。And
that this fulfilled a prophecy in the Bible that it was in a specific time period that this was to take place.
但是呢，我们的弟兄呢，就用了和带领以色列同样受感动的弟兄姊妹，用了52天就把城墙修好。And
this brother pointed out that in 52 days, this brother Nehemiah was able to reconstruct the whole city wall.
所以我觉得这个主对我们的提醒就是，我们如何来管理我们在地上的工作和属神的工作。
So it was a good reminder for us to see how do we take care of the jobs that we have here on earth and the jobs that God has given for us.
我们不能是在这世上忙忙碌碌做了很多事情，到有一天到主面前，没有一件事情是被神纪念的。So
hopefully we are not the people who do many things on this earth, but when we come before God, we realize that we have not done anything for Him.
我们时间关系，我们再提到大卫。
Because of time's concern, I will go and speak on David.
那大卫呢？他是在圣经中何等美好的一个人物。We
know that David is a great character in the Bible.
他给我们有如何丰富的在神里面的经历，借着他的经历，我们可以认识神的丰富。He
had rich experience in God, and he had a lot of, and we could learn a lot from him.
知道大卫有个心愿要为神建殿。We
know that David had a heart to prepare the temple for God.
但是因为他的征战太多，神呢，不让他建圣殿。But
because he was a man of war and he had fought many battles, our Lord said he could not help him build.
但是大卫他的心就是积极的为神预备圣殿，预备材料。But
the heart of our servant David, he was still towards the Lord.
我常常想到这个圣经中记载大卫的每一个征战。
I often think about all the battles that David fought in.
大卫在这个地上因为基督、为神的家所受的苦难。
And I think often of the sufferings that we suffer in the church.
都成为教会历世历代圣徒的帮助。
And how his battles, they set an example for our brothers and sisters today.
我们最近弟兄姊妹也是有些弟兄姊妹在读约伯记。
I know that recently some of us brothers and sisters read the book of Job.
也讲到很多在我们在地上的苦难。It
talks a lot about our sufferings here on earth.
约伯的经历就是神让我们看到，我们或许从前风闻有神，但是如今亲眼见他。And
it describes how people who once heard about our Lord now can see Him face to face.
当我们弟兄姊妹一起交通的时候，我们就知道神向他儿女所存的心，不是降灾祸的意念。
And we see that our Lord's heart toward us is not a heart of causing pain and suffering and disasters.
那是施恩怜悯，向我们赐福的意念。
But rather, it is His desire to give us mercy and grace and to help us.
所以我想我们很多弟兄姊妹他在这一些的经历中类似的经历中都对我们是一个有帮助。
So I think brothers and sisters in those kind of situations, whether in the Bible or in real life, they always give us comfort.
若是我们哪一个弟兄姊妹他的痛苦的经历，他的征战的经历，他的一切的这个环境的经历，能帮助弟兄姊妹更多的认识神。
Now, if a brother or sister, whether through suffering, whether through hardships, whether through environment not favorable to them, if they can help brothers and sisters,
这就是在建造神的圣城。
This is a means by which the city of Jerusalem is constructed.
所以我们应该做什么? 看到这些人物我们应该做什么?
So seeing all these figures, what should we do?
我觉得一个重要的一个问题对我们来说就是我们 如何能够更多的在我们日常生活中是来更多的建造神的圣城？
So we must ask ourselves, how can we construct the new Jerusalem through our daily life?
因为我们现在不仅是像亚伯拉罕在等候这座城。
Because we're not only just like Abraham, we're not just waiting for the city.
我们现在就在这个城中，我们现在要积极地参与到这个圣城的建造。
We are actually in the city now, and we should partake of the building of the city.
我们知道呢，这个 在我们个人的生活中的一个重要的原则就是
We know that an important principle in our daily life is
就是在加拉太书2章20节中讲到的
It's in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20
它是讲到我已经与基督同钉十字架
It says I'm crucified with Christ
现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
Nevertheless I live yet not I but Christ liveth in me
并且我如今活着在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以我们这个最重要的观念就是当我们知道我们有两个的生命。
The most important concept is we know we have two lives.
那么就要钉死这个亚当的生命，来使得基督的生命在我们里面作王掌权。
So that we have to nail to death this old Adam and cause the life of Christ to grow.
在我们个人的生活，在我们的家庭生活都是这样。
Whether in our personal life or in our family life, this should all be the same.
当我们说话的时候，我们说的话若是出于老亚当的生命，我们就要禁止。
So when we speak, if our words are from the old Adam, we must stop it.
当我们说话是出于圣灵的感动，有安慰，有爱的话的话，我们就来这样去做。
And if our words are from the Holy Spirit and they're stirred up by His love, then we should allow to continue to speak.
当我们做事的时候，若是在亚当的生命中做事，我们要被提醒，要赶快禁止。
And if we do things according to our old Adam, we must be reminded to stop ourselves.
当我们要做事是在圣灵的引导中，它一定是和圣城的建造有关系。
And if we act according to the Holy Spirit, we can be sure that we are building up the new Jerusalem.
那具体呢，在我们的生活中啊。 我觉得刚才我们弟兄所一起唱的诗歌对我们是一个很大的提醒。
I think that practically that the hymn we just sang actually was a great reminder for us brothers and sisters.
我们要做天城的旅客。
That we should be a sojourner on this earth.
我们在这个世上是一个客旅。
And that we are a stranger traveler on this earth.
不是说我们一定要在哪个地方搭个帐篷来睡觉。
It's not that we should go out and everyone pitch a tent and we can live there.
这是讲到我们的心，每天是在地上的事情。
Or rather, it speaks of an issue of the heart is are we concerned more with worldly matters or with spiritual matters?
最近呢，我是从今年初以来呢，工作上比较平顺。
At the beginning of the year, my job actually it became a lot more smoother.
一个重要的原因就是我很早就向弟兄姊妹要求为我的工作祷告。
So it is because very early on I asked brothers and sisters to pray for my job.
我在最近呢是在经历神，在工作有好多的这样的项目呢，我应该参与，但是呢神都救护我脱离那个项目。
And there are many things in my job, for example, that I originally had to undertake, but through the Lord's guidance, He allowed me to not have to do those.
甚至有一个项目，最近他们已经做了将近2个月，他们每周要做80个小时的工作。
And one of the tasks actually, for the past few months, the people working it, they had to work 80 hours a week.
那我神听弟兄姊妹我的祷告，我就 非常奇妙哈，就没有进到那个那个项目中。
And so through the brother's sister's prayer and through the Lord's guidance, I was not actually assigned to that area.
所以我有大部分的时间，无论祷告聚会还是查经，我都可以来到弟兄姊妹当中。
And so I was able to be able to come to prayer meetings and also to the other gatherings with brothers and sisters.
这实在是神的一个恩典。
This is truly the mercy of God.
我需要继续的弟兄姊妹来扶持我。
And I will ask that brothers and sisters continue to support me on this.
那再一个呢，就是我们讲到在这个提摩太前书。
And last, I would like to also share on 1 Timothy chapter 2.
他讲到呢，我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的。在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 through 4 I exhort therefore that first of all supplications and prayers, intercessions and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以我觉得弟兄姊妹每一个为教会祷告啊，为弟兄姊妹祷告的弟兄姊妹啊，都是若是真实在圣灵中为他们祷告，都是在积极的建造耶路撒冷圣城。
So I believe that all of us who are praying for one another, whether for brothers and sisters, for the church, that we are all in some way building the new Jerusalem.
我们看到我们好多青年的弟兄姊妹们哈，他们刚能不能得救一年，一年多的时间，他们都参与到教会的祷告聚会中，这实在是非常的，我实在非常的感恩。
So we see that many brothers and sisters, they are new, they have just believed on the Lord and were baptized for a year or less. They have come to prayer gatherings and they have been getting involved, and this is great.
他们为好多圣徒可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日呢，能够跪下来为弟兄姊妹祷告。
They are willing to kneel down and pray that brothers and sisters can have peaceable and quiet life.
那不是说我们就在这个地上安度日子而已。
But it's not just that they'll live peaceful and quiet lives here on this earth.
这里讲到是要敬虔端正，要像神那样来生活。
But rather it's peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and honesty.
所以我们呢，在这个世上，若是能够免去的风波啊，在世上的这个我们就大可不必去浪费时间。
Now, if we can ignore a lot of distractions and troubles on this earth, we should not waste our time.
所以我们可以来安心在聚会中能够更多的得着主啊，可以彼此的来在永恒的事情上可以有建造。
We should be able to rest and to have peace in gatherings before the Lord.
所以在这里讲到，为了这个目的，我们求神，这是神所喜悦的，可能悦纳的。
And so we see here, this is something that the Lord is pleased for us to pray for.
啊。而且呢，这个真正的原因，他是他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And the main purpose of this is that he will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
万人得救就是要传福音。
For all to be saved means to spread the gospel.
真正明白真道就是要来彼此的造就，在基督里面来一同做门徒。
And to come to the knowledge of the truth is in Christ to be able to edify one another.
所以这是何等宝贵。
So this is so precious.
感谢主哈，我们还有一点就是讲到在教会的生活中，我们也是需要被提醒的。
And another point I'd like to point out is that in the church we also need to be edified.
就是刚才我们提到多次的，就是这个合一啊。
And the specific topic I'm talking about is the message of being in unity.
因为在哥林多前书第三章已经提到了，这个我们所这个根基已经立定，就是耶稣基督。
Because in 1 Corinthians, the right talks about that the foundation that we have is Christ.
So, 我们无论是传福音，无论是弟兄姊妹一起造就的聚会，无论是读经啊，无论是服事各项服事，都要本着我们都是从基督耶稣这个根基上出来。
And so all our actions, whether it's at prayer meetings, it's at gatherings, it's at edification for brothers and sisters, all of this should be so that we can be in unity.
我们要是就是我们伯弟兄所提醒我们的，是建立在这个新生命的原则上。
We should be established, like Brother Bo said, on this new life.
一切的服侍，我们弟兄姊妹彼此的服侍啊，教会的各项服侍，都是要 在我们的是在基督的生命中供应出来。
All our services in the church must come from this new life.
所以我觉得这个就是我们这两座城的时候神主给我的一些的看见。
And so this is what I felt the Lord was showing to me through these two cities.
我们巴不得主呢借着他的话我们可以呢被提醒。
I really hope that the Lord reminds us much through His Word.
那我们可以呢在我们的这个优先次序上，我们可以在我们的心中呢可以能够把我们的精力放在耶稣基督的见证和他的身体的建造上。
And truly hope that our experiences may be placed on the building of the New Jerusalem of His Church.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord give us grace.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你，主啊，再有一次机会让我们就让简单的来读你的话。
Lord, we thank you that you gave us this opportunity to come simply and read your word.
主，我们读你的话的时候，我们觉得你是何等丰富。何等充满怜悯慈爱的主。
We see through your word how you are a rich God and full of mercy and grace.
主啊，你有你的全能和智慧来托住我们。
And that you use your power and wisdom to lift us up.
主，我们感谢你把我们摆在这个地上，让我们还有年日可以来这个不虚度年日。
We thank you that you gave us time on this earth.
你也提醒我们，我们是属于你，我们是。天上的国民，主啊，我们要把我们的精力和我们的心向着你。
And you also showed us that we belong to you and our hearts should be towards you.
主啊，求你帮助我们弟兄姊妹可以彼此的勉励，一同来在这个地上可以敬虔端正，来平安无事的来更好的追求你。
And we ask that we as brothers and sisters can edify one another, that we can live godly and holy lives before you in all peace.
主，巴不得你也借着这话能够让我们能够来彼此的一起的建造，主啊，能够在你的里面能够更好的成长。
We are willing that you use your words to edify us so that we can grow in you.
主啊，我们可以在这个地上不是去建造这个巴比伦这个大城，而是能够把我们的精力放在新耶路撒冷城的建造上。
So that on this earth we cannot be creating Babylon, but rather we can be building up the New Jerusalem.
主，愿你的生命在我们里作王掌权。
May your life reign in us.
愿你的圣灵在我们里面每天每时每刻都来恩膏我们。
May your Holy Spirit constantly anoint each of us.
愿你也赐给我们顺服的心。
And may you give us a willing heart.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.